Well, I don't know, it ain't not a hill on a kind of a high bank to the Potomac River. It goes steeply down. And out in the yard has a lot of relics of the past, where the slaves lived, where the kitchen was, and some of the farming equipment. But that, those tombs is what in just absolutely made us rejoice to be a partaker of the past history of this United States, something that we didn't know much about. Because on the outside of their tomb or mausoleum, it's engraven in granite or marble, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live." It's got the scripture reference in John. We just stood there and rejoiced. Praise God. Boy, we're glad the humanists can't take that out of there. They can't take that scripture out of the front of the Baptist hospital in Memphis and a lot of other places. It's engraven in marble or granite, in stone. Praise God, where the humanists can't get it off. So far, they haven't got it all off our United States bills. You know, in God we trust. Praise God. I like to see that on some of our coins. I'm glad it's there. They can't get it off of them that's not already been made. Jesus was a man of great compassion. And I think of God's compassion, it makes us always think of ourselves and the times that God has had great compassion upon us. But I found out, as I said already in this message, I can't expect God to have compassion on my family and I unless I have a feeling like Jesus did for your needs, a compassion for you, and feel what you feel. That urge, compassion, means that you have sympathy for somebody else, but you have a corresponding urge to help them. Now that's compassion. Now just because you feel sympathetic, that's not it. The main part of it is that urge to help them. Praise God. It's divine. That's divine. That's the divine part. You can feel sympathetic for a dog or a cat. Or you see somebody out here all mommocked up, we say, in an automobile wreck. Ain't nothing you can do. You feel sorry for them. You go on by, poor fella, poor fella, poor dog, poor cat, poor horse or something other. But compassion is toward an individual with an urge to help them, an urge to help them. And in the 18th chapter of Matthew, Jesus warned us about that business and not having compassion on our fellow man. And here's what Jesus, the way Jesus put it in Matthew, the 18th chapter, if you please, turn your Bible. In verse 21, Peter came to him and said, "Lord, how shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Till seven times?" Jesus saith unto him, "I say not unto thee until seven times, but until 70 times seven." You got to forgive your brother. Praise God. All right? "Therefore," he said, "the kingdom of heaven is like unto a king which would take account of his servants." And this is God taking account of the Christian or the professing Christians. "And when he began to reckon, one was brought unto him which owed him 10,000 talents." 10,000 talents in 1956. I figured it up. I haven't figured it up lately. If it was gold, that was $29 million he owed the Lord. It's a lot more than that now. If it was silver, it was $19 million he owed the Lord. "But forasmuch as he had not the pay, the Lord commanded him to be sold, his wife, his children, and all he had, and a payment to be made." Now you can imagine how far all of that would have gone on a payment of $29 million. He probably still would have owed him $28 million and so many hundred thousand. Wouldn't have made a dent in that debt. All right, the servant, you know what he did? He fell down and worshiped his Lord. It had to be the Lord he's talking about. You don't worship man. He said, "Lord, have patience with me and I'll pay you all." Oh, boy. Compassion. Compassion. Now, this is what you want when you come to the Lord. You don't want no judgment. You don't want him to treat you fair. You want him to treat you more than fair. Oh, Lord, if he treats you fair, you're in a scrape. Me too. He said, then the Lord of that servant was moved with compassion and loosed him because he fell down and worshiped him, and he forgave him the whole, as they say in England, the whole blinking debt. Boy, that's some compassion, isn't it? Forgive you $29 million. Great, Lord have mercy. Well, that same servant, now here's the moral of the story. The same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, one of his brothers in the Lord, which owed him 100 pence. You know how much that is? 15 bucks. 15 lousy dollars. And look what he did. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, pay me what you owe me. And his fellow servant fell down his feet and besought him, saying, told him the same thing he'd told the Lord a few months before. Have patience with me and I'll pay you all if you give me time. But he would not. He went and cast him in prison till he'd pay the debt. Now, he had some other fellow servants watching this ordeal. They saw what was done. They were sorry, and they come told their Lord all that was done. The Lord, after he'd called him, said unto him, oh, you wicked servant, you wicked, aggravating rascal. I know you're a professing Christian, but you're wicked. He said, I forgave you all that debt because you desired me. He said, shouldest thou not also have had compassion on thy fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth. He was white with anger. And God, here's the judgment he put. And he delivered him to the tormentors till he should pay all that was due unto him. He had to pay that $29 million through being tormented. How much torment does it take to pay $29 million for a big debt to the Lord? Disease comes on you. Suffering comes on you. Hardship, heartache, loss, heartbreak, and ruin. How much does it take for us, God, to get even with a sorry Christian? And there are some sorry ones, may I say. It's bad, but it's the way it is. God said, hey, that fella, don't go out there and have mercy on his fellow servant like I had compassion and mercy on him. I'll deliver you to the tormentors till you pay that original debt. Now listen to this. Now don't take no refuge that this ain't you. It could be you or me. So likewise, Jesus said, shall my heavenly Father do also to you, if you from your hearts forgive not every man his brother their trespasses. This is what God will do to you and me if we don't forgive our brother from the heart the debts or the trespasses that he's committed against us. God demands us to have compassion to receive compassion. We've got to have it. Brother, sister, I'd rather have his compassion than his old hard hand of judgment on top of me. I don't want that judgment. I got judged one time down at the altar. It was on this side in the East Bradenton Church of God, October the 6th, 1943. About 9 o'clock on that Wednesday night, I was judged right there. And you know what the Lord did? He took all that heavy load. I come in there. I was bow-legged, more bow-legged, Brother Miller, all loaded down. Now, video, I wish you'd follow me. Man, I was loaded down. It wasn't with benefits of God. It was the stinking benefits of sin, other fits, misfits, all kind of fits. And I knelt down there, I was loaded. When I got up from there, I had traded my sins for salvation. I traded my load for relief. I gave, let's see, how's that go, my heartache for consolation. I traded the joy of the Lord for my grief. I traded a life that was wasted and a temple to live in God made. And I got so much more than I traded for, I sure got the best of that trade. Praise God. And you know what? The Lord laid all that mess on Jesus. You see, I was like the prodigal son. I'd gone away from God, away from home.